Iron Man 3 opened in theaters this morning. There were midnight showings for you crazy fans. The film once again features Robert Downey Jr. as the tech-savvy superhero in red. But LA Times and Morning Edition film critic Kenneth Turan says this time around, there's something different about Downey's role.
If you remember the cocky, ultra-confident Tony Stark from the first two Iron Man films, you'll be surprised at the state he's in Iron Man 3.
I can't sleep. And when I do, I have nightmares. Honestly, there's 100 people who want to kill me. I hope I can protect the one thing I can't live without.
That's right. This is a darker Iron Man movie than we're used to, more serious than its predecessors. And it's got the cast to prove it, including top actors like Guy Pearce, Ben Kingsley, and Rebecca Hall. Those changes to the franchise come courtesy of director-co-writer Shane Black. He worked with Downey on 2005's cult-favorite Private Eye film, Kiss Kiss Bang Bang. The actor clearly enjoyed himself back then, and Black's unmistakable style of oddball, hyperverbal dialogue has returned. Girlfriend Pepper Potts, played by Gwyneth Paltrow, lives in Stark's Malibu residence, but nothing else is the same. The man is skittish, uneasy, and given to compulsively building one high-maintenance Iron Man suit after another. It turns out Stark is dealing with anxiety attacks, after effects of fighting off all those aliens in last summer's The Avengers. Who knew? Stark's manic state is intensified by the televised manifestos of the Mandarin, a ruthless international terrorist convincingly played by Kingsley. Outraged by the Mandarin's evil doings, Stark issues a personal challenge with catastrophic results.
I know you're a coward. So I've decided that you just died, pal. I'm going to come get the body.
All of this leads to the question, is Iron Man still Iron Man if he has to fight evil without the help of his suits? In posing this problem, Iron Man 3 creates a kind of jeopardy we can believe in. For a superhero movie, that is an accomplishment in and of itself.
That's Kenneth Turan. He reviews movies for Morning Edition and also for the LA Times.